DoubleClick and Microsoft compete on a lot of fronts, but at the same time, we cooperate. And we have one thing that we're very much in common in our thinking, which is the need to support media companies and publishers with engaging video experiences. So what I'm here to announce, and I'm pretty excited about, is DoubleClick support for Silverlight 2 for our DoubleClick InStream product, which is a product that allows publishers to serve, track, forecast, and report on InStream video advertisements. And the reason why we're building support of this, and I'm going to demonstrate some code, is essentially that in order for our metrics to be the basis on which people buy and sell things, they're audited. It goes through a very lengthy process to make sure that they're kind of the gold standard of reporting. So it's very important that we have our code that goes through that whole process that allows our clients to rely on it. So that's kind of what I'm going to show you, and I'm also going to show how developers can use it to create pretty exciting experiences. So what we've got here is a site from a common client. So the NBA is a DoubleClick client for selling ads, and they've adopted Silverlight. So it's a good example. And what we've got here is a pretty simple pre-roll ad. So I click on the video player, and now I'm seeing a pre-roll ad. And we've wired it up just for demonstration purposes to show a trace window that allows us to see what's happening here. So midpoints, pause, play, mute, etc. So now what I'm going to show you is how we did this and why and how it relates to the DoubleClick InStream product. So going over to Visual Studio, we have the DoubleClick SDK, and what it essentially does is it lets you instantiate the Dart shell. So the Dart shell is our code that like I said, has gone through that whole process. The implementation is meant to be as compatible as possible with the operations of major publishers. So it takes an ad tag. Anyone who's ever worked on a web page has ads on it knows what an ad tag is. It's a URL that has certain parameters in it that says what different targeting criteria to use. So basically, this is a plain old URL that fits directly into the ad operations of major clients. Loads the ad, and then what's interesting, I think, is that it has different callbacks. So this allows both us to record the events we need to record to give a really great array of reporting metrics to the advertising buyer so they know not just impressions, but also midpoints, pauses, mutes, etc. But also for the developer to be able to say, I want to do something when the video starts. I want to do something when the video restarts. Because often in these immersive environments, the content on the sides, the playlists, the different user experiences change a little bit as the video plays. So the example I like to give, which is a little farcical, is that if a user pauses or mutes your video, you could put up a big overlay that says, hey, don't mute our video. This is how we pay the bills. But you could imagine a lot of really exciting ways to deal with that. So what I'm going to do is just put a little stop here, and we'll see it live running. So publish the page. When the user clicks play to play the video, we got an ad back, and then we got to this point where we were at the video start event being defined. And you can see it's live code. You can step through it. You can see all the variables. It's pretty friendly. And specifically, when I said those callbacks and that tracing window that we saw, the way that worked was that you have different handlers. So the video on video pause event, for example, is just defined down. It's just defined as a function that you can add whatever code you'd like to, and then you can essentially play it. And instead of a trace event in a real life environment, you could add whatever code you want. So in sum, this is a pretty exciting area for us. We're going to continue to be investing in the Silverlight platform. This will be available sometime in Q2, and I'm happy to talk to any of you over the next day or so about what we're doing and how we're supporting this moving forward. So once again, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate your time.